Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 99%. I am Jesse Vondracek, coach at Top Step Training, and I'm here with Marilyn.
Hey, everybody, Marilyn Chakota. You can find everything with me at mcc.coach. Happy to be here, Jesse. It's been a little while since we've recorded, but we got to just finish the spend some time together in Tucson. You're back in Switzerland now, but it was great having you back here in the dirty tea. Oh, we're super sad when you left.
Yeah, thank you. It was really fun to be there. And I mean, Tampa is always a blast, but we had amazing weather and I was definitely depressed for the first few days when I got home, and it was cold and rainy here, but we have a little sunshine now. So things are coming around, but yeah, it was hard to come back after such a fun week in Tucson. Yeah, always fun to play bikes there. So that was a good week.
I know we really lucked out with the weather. You know, the weeks before it had been raining, and I was even spending time on the trainer myself, and I thought, oh man, I hope it gets better. But we couldn't ask for a better week. We got one day of rain, and it just so happened to be the day that we were swimming and running. Anyways, we had like a little spin to the track plan, but it was easy to just give that a miss and focus on the run and swim that day. So the rest of the days were absolutely beautiful. Bit breezy on the top of Kitt Peak, but I remember I took my gloves off to do my water bottles, and I put my gloves down. They just blew away. I was like, okay, gotcha. But other than that, it was pretty nice, and we couldn't ask for better. That's for sure.
Yeah, it was weird. When we got kicked out of the pool for lightning, I didn't see any of the athletes complaining. I was expecting them to want to swim more, but everyone seemed pretty happy to get to skip that swim. Yeah, I was sad about that, but it seemed to work out well. If we're going to have one rainy day, it'd be the swim run day.
Exactly.
But yeah, we just finished camp and I feel like it was a pretty big success. I was happy. Were you happy?
Yeah, you know, it was really great. It's every year we learn something, right? We learn something as staff, as coaches, watching the athletes, the organization side of things. I've done a lot of consulting for coaches and companies that come to me and say, how do you run a successful camp? I even remember at an endurance exchange, they had me do an entire presentation on running successful camps and running camps for a profit, that kind of thing. So, you know, I feel like as long as we've been doing this, every year you learn a little something new, you know, what works, what doesn't, what you have to troubleshoot. I will say this year was amazing. This is sort of unheard of, and I've been doing camps in some way since 2001 now. I have never had an entire week where I can say it now because there's no jinxing it. There was no incidents. There's absolutely, and that never happens. Like usually someone I don't know, someone gets sick, or we've had food poisoning in the past, or, you know, someone biffs it on the run on the trails, or someone, you know, has an asthma attack, or someone, you know, all allergies pop in, or someone crashes on their bike or whatever. Yeah, there's all kinds of things that can happen in a whole week's of training out there in the wild, and with, you know, doing, you know, people get tired, and, you know, but it's just, you know, it's a long week and a lot of training. So there's an opportunity for a lot of things to happen. And this was the first camp I've ever done. There was absolutely zero incidents. Nobody got sick. You know, nobody got injured in any way, like as far as crashes or anything like that. And just anyone who's been doing endurance sports for a long time and then done any kind of big group training or these heavy camps, that was amazing, you know, to have that.
I mean, I think just for comparison, we should roll through all the things that happened the year before just to show people what this zero score actually means. Because the year before, correct me if I'm wrong, we had two bike crashes. We had one person get hit by a car. We had one bike stolen. Anything else happen, or are those the four big ones?
I think we had a couple people actually trip and biff it on the run as well.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we had some blood on the run too. We had the two bike crashes, the car incident, and all these were like not small things. And then, compared to last year where we had, I feel like we've come a long way. So good job keeping everyone safe, Marilyn.
Right. Well, some of those are just, you know, simply out of our control. Like I say, it's not something that you go to a camp and you expect, you know, things to go go wrong, but just things happen, and it's quite often out of your control when those things happen. But it says a lot for, like you say, you're learning every year, and also the staff that you hire is so important. That's such a huge part of the key success. And as far as and just the athletes, their attitude and their approach and how they come into camp and their willingness to be coachable and listen is really huge. That can make or break is how well they're paying attention to the coaches. Are the coaches doing a good job of, letting everybody know what needs to happen? But then there's a responsibility on the athletes to step up and be coachable and take that lead and know that when the coaches are saying that stuff, it's for a reason and they're paying attention. And so there's, yes, there's, it's a two-way thing, right? And as people get tired, that they continue to listen and pay attention and that kind of thing. And sometimes you can't avoid if people get sick and those things happen. But yeah, it was just really fantastic this year. And I think, even there might have been little things that came up for athletes through this year, but their attitudes were so good. That was the other part that was really noted in my mind, was that the spirit of the camp and the culture of the camp this year, each athlete was really feeding off of one another to have such a supportive, great attitude. And that's hard to do when you're really being pushed to your limits for an entire week. And we certainly had moments where each person was tested a little, or a lot, in wind. Or we had one day, a 117-mile ride with Kip Peak. So you got a 12-mile climb in the middle of a 117-mile ride. And, we even, they were given a little bit of, they were teased as far as the map went the day before. They thought it was a much shorter ride than what it was. So that was, that was kind of, but the main part was, I think the reason some of that incident free and success what part was, is everyone had such a great attitude. So when little things did go amiss, like flat tires, which are very normal, and you can't avoid those, especially in Tucson, or someone was pushed right past their limit, the support from the other athletes and the attitude of the group was just absolutely amazing this year. So those things can really make or break a week for sure.
Yeah, I feel like that's that kind of that camp culture and like the spirit of the athletes at camp is something that I've noticed growing. I mean, I think it's always been there. And I think that when COVID happened and everything had to look a little bit different, I think, we lost a little bit of that really positive spirit because we were all at camp but kind of separate. And I think it's really been growing the last 2 years. And I feel like this year was yeah, it was the best year with that spirit that's been kind of growing at the core of camp since we were all a little more separate. And I think you really got to see it this year with all of our kind of camp veterans that have been to a lot of camps. And then it seems like even the people that were there 1 or 2 years were really picking up on that kind of just always being positive vibe. And then again, the people that were brand new this year, they're like, oh, this is what you do. You just do it and you're happy about it. And they kind of got folded right in. And yeah, I think it made for, in my mind, our most positive camp yet. And I mean, I haven't been there as long as you, but as far as I've been there, I feel like the vibe was definitely the best, and it was great to see and be a part of.
We have people who have been coming, year after year after year, and that says a lot. And, we even give them some, quite a bit of team building stuff and responsibility for the return athletes as veterans to cultivate that, that mindset and that, and give them a little bit of leadership responsibility for the new people. And what a cool thing to see. And I've noticed this over the years, but it was really obvious this year as well, is that some of the ones that were brand new last year, and this is the beauty of repeat stuff, right? Is you and I think special about our camp in particular is that they get taken in as a, we call it the family. They get basically brought into the family. And the improvement from the people that were beginner and brand new last year to their second year this year was just unbelievable. I mean, the way they fit into the group and the relationships that you saw that had grown over the year from the year before with the people that were, 8 years repeat, 9 years repeat, that kind of stuff. And how excited each person was for the other, for those athletes' progress. It was so noted. It was like, wow, you have come so far in a year. And they really fit into, you know, the training schedule, and they had more confidence, and they were able to set new goals for themselves on each. You could see they're like, oh, I did this last year and I want to improve on it from last year. And they really got after it, or they knew what their limits were. The first year was all about just completing it and surviving it, and, you know, being kind of a bit scared to death by it all. And then this year they came in with like, okay, I know what to expect from myself. I know what to get after. I know what my benchmarks are here. And you saw like a fire in their belly to really push those limits to a new level. And that's really cool. You know, it's cool to see people do that. And then the support from the people who have been around for, like I say, 6, 7, 8 years, and them, you know, pushing them and saying, yeah, I remember when it was my second year, and you know, pushing them through those goals. It was cool.
Yeah, you said two things in there that were, I think, two of the biggest takeaways I got from everyone. Again, like all those repeaters that this has been growing over time, but also even just throughout the week of like some of the brand new people I saw this kind of grow over time was you talked about confidence and pushing limits. And I think those are, I mean, two of the biggest takeaways from camp every year. But I think that, you know, it was really obvious this year. Again, like we saw the return people that have done a lot of these rides and runs, but really being willing to kind of get after it. And maybe the limits are different now than they used to be, but really trying to push the envelope. And then, yeah, the new people just going on board, like, you know, whether it's the longest run or longest ride they've ever done, or whether it's, you know, twice as long as a ride they've ever done. And then they're doing that 3 days in a row at camp. And really, yeah, gaining the confidence to be able to do that. And I feel like from day one to day seven, I saw, especially in some of the new people, the confidence just grow and grow every day. And yeah, and I even had some chats with some of the athletes towards the end of the week, and they were like, you could kind of feel it, you know, that aura about someone when they have a little more confidence in doing what they're doing. And I think, yeah, the camp experience really allows people to lean on each other and then really flourish and yeah, kind of yeah, gain a lot of confidence in sport. And that's always a really cool thing to see.
And I, you know, one of the big things too, as far as the group and the ability, you know, in endurance sport, I think one of the most important things, especially something as long as triathlons and out in the elements, is that you want to teach your athletes to be able to sort of adapt and roll. I use that phrase a lot, adapt and roll, because you just have to, right? And if you can't just pivot on the spot and stay positive and move forward when things come up, then you know, that's probably one of the most important skills in sport in general, right? And so camp allows you to either the environment from the coaches and the athlete allows you to learn how to handle that the right way. So even if your initial reaction might be a little bit negative, if you're surrounded by 20 people who in that exact same moment, and the leaders of that group, like I said, the staff was so great this year. The coaches are amazing. They have the same attitude, like, hey, this is this. We're just going to handle it in a really calm and positive manner and just get the most out of it and move forward. And the example that I'm thinking of is the day that it did rain. You know, we decided, okay, well, we're not going to ride to the track, even though we plan to. So we'll drive there. Everyone was like, great, pretty excited about that. We drive to the track, we get there, and they're resurfacing the track. So now the track's unavailable. So the whole, you know, we get there and we're like, okay, we can't do the track. But immediately, as a group team, you know, as staff, we all just went, okay, including the support, you know, the mechanics, the coaches, we all just pivoted. Okay, we knew exactly where to go to change it to a different workout. Every athlete just was completely on board. There was no, you know, nobody even batted an eye. And then everybody got into the workout. We ended up doing hill reps. A very, very similar workout, the almost the exact same workout, except for we just did it on hill reps for everyone. And everyone got after the workout with tons of enthusiasm, loved it, got the most out of themselves, got better that day. And there was no problem, you know. And I think that those kinds of things that could have turned into an incident day, but it didn't. And I think that is a testament to one, how, you know, it's handled by the staff, but then the mindset that is set and led forward from the leaders of the group, and then the willingness and the, you know, that culture of the environment of the whole group. So I think, you know, that's that Those little details, when you host these things and you're running camps, they really matter, and they can really, because you're not gonna be able to control every little thing. Like, that was completely out of our control. We get there, planned a track session, the track's being resurfaced. Okay, well, but it's how you handle it and how the group handles it that can really make or break a day. And so, and then that carries forward and is very true to every event that that person might do that year, or their day-to-day life, or their training. It's like, well, your chances are, when you head to an event, not every single thing is going to go exactly as you planned. And if you were like, oh, well, I've handled this before, and I've been in an environment where it was, I was around a lot of top athletes, and they handled it in such a positive way, and we learned how to pivot on our feet and get after it anyways, that's going to translate into their year really well. So, and sometimes the situations that aren't the most perfect are the biggest learning opportunities, when they're in a group and all handled the right way.
Yeah, I don't think I heard anyone complain about that. I think that you're right, that the staff and everyone, like, no one frowned, no one changed their attitude, no one said anything. We just said, okay, let's go over here. And we made sure we knew where we were going. We were all super positive about it. And we're like, yeah, we've got this great hill. We'll go do this. And I think that the staff being able to pivot so quickly, and yeah, being willing to just follow the new lead, and then that trickles down to the athletes just being like, okay, this is what we're doing. But then even the athletes, they all had 100% buy-in on whatever we were doing, and there was no like, oh, we've driven here in the rain, we need to go back now, this is too many things. Everyone was just pretty psyched on doing whatever was going to get the most out of them. And yeah, that willingness was awesome to see. And then it really, like you said, it showed in the workout, and everyone really dug in. And
It was
I
super
mean, there's,
fun. I mean, people had a
yeah.
really kick-ass workout. I saw some like
Yeah.
sprint races at the end of the hill that I was like, dang, that's, I mean, it was awesome. It was, and it ended up being
Yeah.
really fun. Really fun.
Yeah, it's a good day. And it reminds me of talking to a pretty good athlete, and they were kind of giving me a race report and kind of rolling through the whole race. And I kind of thought the race report was over, and I was like, oh yeah, that's great. Everything went really well. And then at the end, they kind of told some story about how, I don't remember exactly what it was, like they completely dropped all their nutrition, and they just, adapted and rolled and grabbed stuff on course. And it was kind of like an afterthought to the race report. Whereas I feel like oftentimes you hear a race report from an athlete, and they lead with all the things that caused them to to have the day that they weren't quite ready for. And I think one of the reasons is maybe they don't have those skills where they've learned how to say, okay, this is what's going on. I need to adapt and change things based on what's going on. And it can totally not affect your race, right? You lose all your nutrition. There's enough nutrition on course. Totally fine. But you need to be able to do that, make that switch on a dime and just switch over and not throw a pity party and, whatever else. And I feel that is, like you're talking about, that's a skill that top level athletes have, where so it's hardly a mention about their race, right? It's like, well, yeah, this thing happened. Like, I had a flat for the last 10 miles, but I just rode it in and it's fine. And whereas, people that don't have that skill, where that's a game ender, and all of a sudden your mind is in a bad spot and you're going to be kind of mentally checked out the rest of the race. And so, yeah, I think that although this sounds like a non-related item, I think that ability that you're talking about to be able to pivot and adapt and knock it down is so applicable in racing and in completing your day-to-day training, that it is. It's one of the best skills that that athletes are in a camp. And it was, yeah, I mean, sometimes it comes in moments like that. Sometimes it comes in the middle of a long ride. But there's always those moments in time where you have a choice, and you can either choose to go negative, or you can stay positive and just figure out what you need to do to overcome.
Well, and the thing about the group environment is, a lot of these athletes, they train on their own most of the time at home. And so all of a sudden they're in a week where it's the biggest training they might do all year, and there's a lot of power in the group. And like you said, there wasn't one frown on one single face, and it ended up being some, really, really positive. And we can name probably 10 different scenarios like that throughout the week. I know there was lots of little times where there was opportunity for someone to, bring some negative energy, and they didn't. They brought positive energy, and that that breeds throughout the day or the session or the camp or, and it does. It's, so then when they go home and they are on their own and you get on your own training and things happen, you get caught in your own head and your own thoughts. If you then you draw on that and you go, hey, when I was in this environment around all of these great athletes, this was the response and how these moments were handled. And then the outcome was very positive and very strong. And I was better at the end of the day. And that, you can draw on that all year in the races and training and all kinds of things. So power of the group for sure.
Yeah, I think, you're kind of touching on another real benefit of camp, and that is that, I mean, yes, they can learn a lot from us, but you can also learn a lot by watching what the experienced and really good athletes are doing. Because we have, we've got a great crew of athletes who have a ton of experience, and even small things like, hey, like how much is this athlete eating in the morning, and then what are they eating later, and what are they putting in their pockets, and if you haven't ever been around other athletes. Which, it's pretty normal for a lot of newer triathletes, right? They've never seen what other athletes do. So being able to really pick up on, even just, like I said, eating habits of what some of the more experienced athletes are doing. But even those small things of like, we did a lot of riding. It was probably for most of the people there, or a lot of people there, the only time they ever ride in groups. So like watching how people, shift in and out of stop signs or approach corners and these things that, maybe you and I take for granted because we, well, when I'm in Tucson, anyways, we ride bikes together all the time, and we know how to do this kind of thing. But if you've never seen another athlete do it, I feel like you can learn so much just by being in that environment with athletes that kind of have that dialed. And then, I see a lot of the athletes asking questions about, what other athletes are doing, and then, yeah, just learning a lot from that kind of positive group dynamic, even on some of those skills that like. Maybe seem small, but if you're new to the sport, you can jump up 10 levels just by being around, an experienced group like that.
Oh, totally. I had one athlete. She was really struggling to figure out how to stand when she was climbing. And I gave her like a couple of athletes. I said, just ride behind them and just watch them, just mirror what they do. Shift when they shift, stand when they stand, watch their upper body. And I was like, just mimic them. And the learning process was so quickly. And even I had another athlete where we were trying to figure out some running things for her. And I said, I said, run up to this athlete. And I said, just stay right behind them and follow their cadence and stay exactly the same as them. I was like, just mirror them, just stay there, just stay there, just stay there. And it was exactly what they needed to then go forward and what the plan is going to be for the rest of the year. So that moment at camp will change the rest of the year for this athlete. And it was literally like a 5-minute stretch that we would have never have had that opportunity had she not come to camp. So it's you get a lot of really great things out of it. And I think it's an important week of the year. I know I like being able to see the athletes in person and spend time with them. Every year, like I say, what we learn is that the biggest thing that I think makes a big, such a difference is also the staff that you hire. I've had years where the staff that is available and opportunity is maybe, not quite as skilled, or maybe they're not quite as invested in the group, or they have different intentions or that kind of thing, and that can be harder and make it not as successful for sure. So the more, the more skilled your staff is, and the more willing they're willing to be there and be there for the athletes and bring their knowledge forward and share that and actually, be a part of things and have good leadership. I mean, it really makes such a huge difference. And I think that's, if you're thinking about hosting your own camps, that's probably one area that you need to put the most time and energy is look at who you're having on board as your staff for sure.
Yeah, as they say, you have to have the right people on the bus, eh?
Yeah.
And it sounds like a small thing, but what you're asking for is you're asking for someone who can basically give up an entire week of their life to do nothing but be at camp. And like that doesn't count as a vacation like it does for some of the athletes because they're actually going to be working camp and, not really getting in exactly the training they want to do. And so I think it's a bigger ask than what most people might realize if you're trying to organize a camp, right? You'd be like, oh, it's easy. You just find some great athletes. And I think it's really, it's really a tricky thing. And yeah, I think we've lucked out over the years and had some great people to work with, but it has never been an easy thing for finding the right staff and finding the staff that's going to fit really well with our group and yeah, be able to have that kind of positive mentality that makes the culture of camp so good. So a few other things I feel like helped really well with camp this year is I feel like we changed the schedule around a little bit, and I think that had a really positive impact on how people recovered and got through the week. I think it was one of our most successful camps from not just an athlete standpoint, but I would say like from a workout completion standpoint. And I thought that was like, I think that the two things we did that really helped with that is like, we talked to the athletes about like intensity control on the various workouts and then how we laid out the schedule. So I think that those are two really big things to think about if you're having your own camp. It is really like, how do you set up your week? And then where are you inserting the intensity? And then how much intensity are you inserting in that week in order for it to be a really big success? And I think that went really well this week. I don't know if you saw the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I doing the really, really hard stuff when they're more fresh, I think made a big difference. Because, not that it wasn't still hard later in the week, it was hard in a different way, and the cumulative of the week continued to provide that challenge. But the really hard stuff, for example, our 117 mile ride, our biggest day on the bike with the climb, we put that at the front of the week when, they had a day to settle in, get their legs under them, do a little bit of training already on that first day. It's sort of a test day that first day and get comfortable with the area and make sure everything's working well and all of those things. But the true biggest, hardest, most exhausting day for not only the athletes, but also the staff was on the second day. And I think that made, and then the next day we had, still hard training, but a little bit of time to regroup, and that really made a huge difference. I think, when you put those really, really big days at the end, that can be maybe for that serves its purpose as well, but it's definitely more challenging and maybe not necessarily the best thing for the athletes. The other thing that I take pretty serious is that I want people to go home and be able to, of course, they're going to be tired for a week and need to regroup for a week, but then after that, really feel the fitness bump and the gains from the week, and that they're not sick or injured or overdone to a point where they've got to take 2, 3 weeks off just to get back on their feet, because then it was kind of pointless, right? So if we send people home, they take a week to recover and get back on their feet, and then they're able to carry that fitness and that knowledge and that experience forward, then we've done a really good job. And I think, little changes in the program for the week. I think those were I you, we're seeing that as we fine-tune it more and more and more, which I think is great. And it also evolves with the type of athletes that you have and what their goals are and that kind of thing. So you have to take that into account. The intention and the goals and the spirit of the camp that we want, having people buy into that, and then also that's we're able to fine-tune and adjust it based on who we have and make sure that, we send them home, stronger, fitter, faster, and with more fitness when they actually get home and recover. So.
Yeah, you present all those pieces and you make it sound pretty easy, right? Well, you just say, okay, well, what are your goals and what's the schedule? And then you make them meld together. But I do think that it is, there's a lot of nuance there. And it's really something, again, if you're setting up your own camp, to really take a minute and think about and have a clear plan. Because, you go to a place like Tucson and it's pretty easy to be like, oh, well, let's do Kit, let's do Lemon, let's do Madera, and let's do the shootout and we'll do the Tuesday ride. And, you kind of just want to throw it all in there. And so it's yeah, I think it's good to really take into consideration how you're going to feel when and how you want to feel at certain times, and then how you want to feel when you get home. Because as you said, if you have to take 10 days off because you're shelled after camp, like yeah, it was still a good experience, but that bump for the year may have been like may have fizzled a little bit by being so beat up. So orchestrating it appropriately. And then kind of understanding the demands of of the travel requirements that you have, and just the little nuances like that. That, I mean, for sure, this year for me is a little bit more challenging than some other people coming from Switzerland. But still, like, kind of taking all that stuff into account can really help set you up for not only a good camp, but then, like you're talking about, a good week after camp, and being able to, take some easy days and then get back in a flow and feel like you've made gains, not only mentally in what you've learned and like being, more confident and having more like adaptability, but also physically having that bump be evident, hopefully like pretty soon after.
Totally, yeah.
Another thing we were talking about that kind of aided in camp for us is that we know our way around Tucson decently well. So there was a moment in time where my group was behind your group, and we were working on catching up to you. And in front of us, there was a giant accident on mountain. And I don't even think you guys knew it happened because you guys were through there before it happened. But like, we couldn't get through. We had been stuck there for like 30 minutes or something, because it was literally like right on the intersection, and there was nowhere for us to go. And there wasn't even police there yet. So we had to like pivot and go kind of this funny way to get through town. And, things like that, that like, if I was just following the map and didn't really know where I was going, we would have been in a real situation. But like, being that we know our way around Tucson, we're able to kind of just, again, go with the flow and just kind of adapt and say, I guess we're going to go this way right now so that we don't end up in the middle of this crime scene.
Oh, totally. I mean, knowing I don't know how many people contact me and say, "Hey, I'm thinking about doing a camp in Tucson," and they've never ridden here. They're not from here. I mean, it's a great location for camp, so people want to come here and do camps. It's sunny, it's dry, the riding is fantastic, the pools are great, the running opportunities are amazing, and but they don't know the lay of the land, and even all the bumps in the road and the cracks in the road. And same thing, we had a train on one of our return rides. There was a train that was in the crossing, and we had to, if I didn't know how to get us through town in a safe way on back streets, we might have been just sitting there waiting for this parked train for, like you say, 45 minutes, and it completely messes up your entire schedule. Now people are late for things, or they've just been standing there forever and they're tired and they're hungry. So from a safety perspective, even our pivot day on the run, knowing that that hill was just around the corner, knowing where to go and being able to pivot on a dime. If you're going to host a camp, if you're not from the area, make sure you do a ton of research. I would even recommend going there and, spending some time training there and figuring all that out. Know the roads, know what the hazards are, know, how long do things actually take to get from point A to point B? Because on a map, it might look one way, but then in real time, holy man, it might take, twice as long to get there, or, that route isn't actually safe for the bikes and that kind of thing. I even had, a good friend, Cliff English, who has done a ton of training camps in Tucson, loves Tucson, but he's bringing the ASU girls down here. He contacted me yesterday. Hey, this is what I'm thinking. I don't know that I haven't been down there in a long time. Help me with the lay of the land. I'm not orchestrating these workouts, just to make sure, and so do your homework like that. And even we had a camp athlete who was thinking of hosting some women's camps down here, and she, we did a consultation. The thing I said to her was just come to camp. I said, one, it'll be good for you as an athlete, but two, the best way you're going to get to know the lay of the land of this and how to do this in a city like this is come actually do it yourself. So yeah, it can really make a huge difference. And I've heard from other coaches and athletes who have attended camps hosted in Tucson by organizations who have never been here. And then they try and host the camp, and they're like, oh man, we had no idea where we're going. We didn't know those roadblocks were there. We end up just riding up and down this road that was completely covered in tire wires and gravel. And, they might not know those little things. So it makes a huge difference for sure.
Yeah, I mean, especially in a place like Tucson. Tucson is pretty special for what we keep in the shoulder of our roads. So,
Tucson treasures. Oh my gosh.
yeah, no, I think that is a really important thing. Yeah, what other big takeaways did you have from camp? Any other big positives that you saw from the campers, or you saw from campers that came back, or that like you think you will see in the future from the campers that hopefully had good experiences and will translate that to racing well this year?
Yeah, I think, just number one is the buy-in to show up and do the work. So little things like everybody shows up on time, everybody works as hard as they possibly can for what they need that day. There is everybody encouraging one another, everybody, even the athletes that have been coming for a long time. Of course, there's an aging aspect there where they weren't, 6 years ago or 5 years ago, maybe they were in their prime as far as their competitive spirit and what they could handle, but they still want to come and give everything they have for that week. And, I think that that's really great and really special. So not only now they can pass on their knowledge and their experience, they might not be able to bring the fire to the workouts anymore because they're in a different stage in their athletic career, but they bring their knowledge, their experience, and their support. And then the younger, newer athletes come in and they bring their fire. They have no experience and they're kind of like the wild horse in the West bringing, they just got all the energy in the world to bring that energy to the camp and bring the energy to the athletes that have been there a long time and bring that fire, but they don't have any experience and they don't have, all the little, knowledge and, decision making and all that stuff. So there's this nice balance between, the young new people bringing fire for people who have maybe, are on the tail end of that part of their athletic career. And then the people who have been there a long time, they can add, their knowledge, their support, their all of that. And so that's a really nice balance. And I think people take that away and they can apply that going forward. They're like, hey, what do I bring to this? And how can it make it, not only myself better? Because each person takes something away. The old guard, they maybe got a little more fire in their belly when they leave because they got exposed to that again. They're like, oh, wow, that person really gets after it. And they really go after like the hardest thing that day. And they're like, they're motivated by that. They don't get to see that every day. And maybe they're struggling to find that within themselves on a day-to-day basis because they've been at it a long time. And they see this younger athlete who's super hungry and super fired up. And they're like, wow, that really put a fire in my belly. And they take that away. And then the newer athlete gets all of these things that we're talking about where they see like, oh, look at this leadership and look at how they approach things and look at the attitude that they bring to things and look at, all of the things, that I can learn from their experience, their wisdom, all of that stuff. And so what a great balance between them. And, everybody gets to walk away a little bit stronger and a little bit better. I think that that's pretty special.
Yeah, we played a little bit of a poke the bear on the bike our last day, and it was fun to see some of that spark and fire from everyone in our group. Maybe some people that have been a little more conservative during the week, whether it was because it was, their first time at camp or whether it's because they are, like maybe a slightly older athlete and a little bit more nervous about the volume this year around. But by that last day, everyone was kind of like, I think, yeah, that motivation is a little bit contagious and everyone is willing to go after a little bit. And yeah, it was great to see. And I think you're right. I think everyone is going to go home with more motivation, just because again, it's part of the culture at camp. And that was, I think it was a really positive takeaway. Even the people that had it already are going to be more motivated, but I think everyone is kind of like, everyone knows they got that fitness bump and they can feel it and they could just feel the energy from camp and it gives everyone just a little bit more gusto as they head into their year of training. And yeah, I mean, even me, it was energizing for me and I'm excited. And I know everyone else is too. You can still see the activity in the WhatsApp group that people are, kind of back at home excited to keep carrying on.
Awesome. Well, hopefully, people will continue to, look back on it, look us up. We always take a little time to debrief and decompress after the camp, and then, and then the planning starts for the next year. So hope that people, keep an eye on things, go through the photos, the schedules, all that stuff, share their experiences, and then look for the new and may hopefully new and improved for the next year even. We're always trying to
Yeah.
cultivate new ideas to improve, and I'm always so appreciative of, all the ideas that come forward, and it's like, hey, how could we make this better? And every year we're looking to how can we make this better? And no one person, no one mind can do that alone. So it's, someone else is going to bring new ideas to the table for us to make it better. And so that's, I look forward to that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already excited for next year, so hopefully everyone else is too. Yeah, and if anyone has any questions about our camp or camps in general, feel free to reach out. But yeah, thanks for the chat. It's always fun to talk about camp. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jesse.